This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The impact extremely cold weather might have on insects that overwinter may not be as big as you'd think. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd explains how insects are able to survive cold temperatures and emerge again in the spring. Raymond, we're coming off one of those spells where we had, you know, I guess either a polar vortex or some sort of Arctic freeze, but I think you're probably getting questions about what does this mean from an entomological standpoint?
Yeah, Jeff, I am. And this comes up every year, well, especially this year with the temperatures we've had below zero for a period of time. And I get the question generally revolves around, how does the cold impact the insects? Well, number one, insects were here before us, and so they have evolved mechanisms that allow them to overcome cold temperatures. Number two is the snow cover. The snow cover acts as an insulation. So if they're in the soil where they overwinter, like grubs and some other insects, then the soil temperature is going to be much warmer than the ambient air temperature. So it acts as insulation. So insects and mites can overwinter as either eggs, larvae, pupae, and adults. Depends on which one it is. For example, bagworms overwinter as eggs in the bags, and that protects them. And so I thought I'd just bring up some notes about, you know, what does overwintering mean? Overwintering is a physiological condition of growth retardation or rest that is primarily designed to overcome lower than optimal temperatures during winter. So as you know, insects are cold-blooded. They respond to temperature. We're warm-blooded. We have a constant temperature. So there's one thing. So what really impacts insects in terms of their activity is temperature and moisture, and actually a combination of those. But the way that insects can overcome winter is twofold. They come inside, just like the Asian ladybird beetle and crickets and centipedes and millipedes that come in. Or they're outside. They can be in cracks and crevices of trees. They can be in fallen leaves or in debris. For example, a squash bug overwinters as an adult in the debris. That's why we talk about sanitation, removing that so there's no hiding place. But let me explain a couple of terms that might help the audience. One is freeze tolerance. That's the ability to tolerate the formation of ice in the body tissues and fluids. Insects and mites convert 50% or more of their total body water into extracellular ice. So the second one is freeze intolerance, we also call avoidance. And that's the ability of insects and mites to survive low temperatures by means of supercooling, which I'll explain, stop feeding, and empty their digestive system before winter, because if there's anything in their stomach, Jeff, it'll freeze. And as you know, when water freezes, it expands and ruptures their gut. So that's why they do this. So they remove that, so there's no formation of ice crystals. So I mentioned the term supercooling. Supercooling is a process of lowering the temperature of a liquid below the freezing point so the liquid does not become a solid. And that's what they do. So insects have various means. They also have these compounds called cryptoprotectants. They're basically polyols and carbohydrates. They have their own natural antifreeze. So that's another reason that they can survive. And so that's how insects survive, whether it be freeze tolerance, freeze avoidance, supercooling. They lower their body temperature such that they're not exposed to cold temperatures. And then I did mention the snow cover acts as insulation. And what I thought I'd do for the audience to help them, let's go over some of the insects that are common and how they overwinter. So bagworms overwinters eggs in the bags. That's why we say if you remove the bags, the female bags, you remove eggs. Aphids overwinters eggs. Elm leaf beetle overwinters adults. They come into homes. Grasshoppers overwinters eggs in the soil. Spider mites overwinters eggs or adults on weeds. The Japanese beetle overwinters as larvae, pupae in the soil. And eastern tent caterpillar overwinters as eggs. Other insects like scale, and I have an extension publication called Scale Insect Pest, and in there is a table of how they overwinter. Most of them overwinter as fertilized females or immature females, but some overwinter as eggs. So in that publication, there's a chart entitled How Scale Insect Pests Overwinter, whether hard or soft scales. And the reason that's important is because if they overwinter as fertilized females, immature, you can use dormant oils in the wintertime now through about March, and that will kill those. Now, the ones that overwinter eggs, like oyster shell, pine needle, are not bothered by dormant oils because you'll kill the outer surface of the eggs, and that protects the ones inside.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on how insects overwinter. Next week, he looks more closely at the type of conditions necessary to impact insects that overwinter. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.